Teacher?
I see your talents have gone beyond the mere physical level. Your skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To have no technique.
Very good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
There is no opponent.
And why is that?
Because the word I does not exist.
So, continue.
A good fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking, yet not dreaming. Ready for whatever may come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. And when there is an opportunity, I do not hit. It hits all by itself.
Now, you must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon, easily misused by the martial artist who deserts his vows. For centuries now, the code of the Shaolin Temple has been preserved. Remember, the honor of our brotherhood has been held true. Tell me now the Shaolin Commandment number 13.
A martial artist has to take responsibility for himself and accept the consequences of his own doing.
I'm ashamed to tell you now, among all the Shaolin men I have taught, there is one who has turned the ways of knowledge and strength to his own base ends. He has perverted all we hold sacred. His name is Han. In defiance of all our beliefs, he has brought disgrace to the Shaolin Temple. So, it is now for you to reclaim our lost honor.
Yes, I understand.
There is a man here. You will go to him.
Hello, Mr. Lee. My name's Braithwaite.
Hello, Mr. Braithwaite.
I've come to speak to you about a matter of great importance.
Have some tea?
Yes, indeed. Ah. This is very pleasant. Mr. Lee, I've come to speak to you about a tournament of martial arts. A tournament to which you've already received an invitation. Specifically, a tournament organized by Mr. Han.
Han's tournament.
I know. But we'd very much like you to attend that particular tournament, Mr. Lee.
We, Mr. Braithwaite? It's Lao's time.
Yes, of course.
Kegme. What was that? An exhibition? We need emotional content. Try again. I said emotional content, not anger. Now try again, with me. breath. Oh, that's it. How did it feel to you?
Let me think.
Don't think. Feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Do you understand? Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when you bow. That's it.
That's Han. That's the only film we have on him. We know that he was a member of your temple, a Shaolin monk, now a renegade.
That's O'Hara behind him, personal bodyguard, tough, ruthless, as you might expect, being Han's bodyguard. We got our hands on a demonstration film of O'Hara, all real bricks and boards, nothing phony about any of it. This was before he picked up a facial scar somewhere.
This is where you'll be going. An island fortress, really. After the war, the nationality of the island was uncertain. And sometime after that, Han bought it.
What do you know about Han?
He lives like a king on that island. Totally self-sufficient. All of his efforts, seemingly, are directed towards supporting what he calls his school of martial arts. Han's only contact with the outside world is this tournament, which he holds every 3 years. This was a stewardess, Mary King, found floating in the harbor. Nothing unusual about a body in the harbor. But this girl was last seen at a party aboard Han's private junk. They'd reported her lost at sea before the body was found. We believe he selects attractive girls and methodically builds their dependence on drugs, then sells them to an elite clientele around the world.
What did the autopsy reveal as the cause of death?
She did not drown.
She OD'd?
Yes. Cause of death was, heroin overdose.
I gather you still don't have enough to bust up his operation.
We know everything. We can prove nothing. We want you to go in there as our agent. Get us our evidence.
And come out in one piece to give it to you.
We'll give you anything you need. Electronic equipment, weapons, anything. Drink?
No, thanks. Guns! Now, why doesn't somebody pull off 45 and bang, settle it?
No, no guns. Look at this map here. As you know, the possession of a weapon is a serious offense here. Hans Island rests partly within our territorial waters. If we were given the slightest reason to believe that he has any kind of arsenal, we'd move in on him. Besides, Han would never allow guns on the island anyway. He had a bad experience with them once, and he's fearful of assassination. Can't really blame him. Any bloody fool can pull a trigger.
I guess I won't need anything.
There's a radio on the island. We'll be monitoring it on the chance that you can get to it.
And then you'll come.
Someone will. Oh. We aren't an agency of enforcement. We function as gatherers of information, evidence, upon which interested governments can act.
I see. If there's any trouble, you make a phone call.
Oh, by the way, 2 months ago, we managed to place a female operative on the island. Since then, we've lost her. If she's still there, she might have something. Name's Mei Ling. Sure you won't have one?
No, thanks.
The time has come to tell you something very difficult. I'm happy you have decided to go to Han's tournament.
Yeah?
The last of the tournaments were held 3 years ago. I was in the city with your sister at that time.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Many of Han's men had come in from the island. They were everywhere, bullying and arrogant. We were on our way into town.
Ah! Bravo!
When you get to the city, pay your respects to your sister and your mother.
I will, old man. Not agree with what I'm going to do.
It is contrary to all that you have taught me and all that Su Lin believed. I must leave. Please try to find a way to forgive me.
Double or nothing?
That's about $1,000 a foot, Roper.
Why not?
I'm sorry, Mr. Roper isn't in right now. May I take a message?
That's a tough shot, Mr. Roper.
Excuse me, fellas.
I say you can't make it.
What'll you bet?
You gotta love them. Come on, Roper. It's 175 big ones by Monday the 15th.
Only 150.
You forget interest.
Well, then maybe I ought to talk to Freddy.
Take advantage, Roper.
Come on, fellas.
It's the dough, Roper, or we gotta break something. You got it? Freddy says this is for your own good.
Better confirm that flight to Hong Kong for me. How much do I have left in the bank?
$63.43.
It's all yours.
Thanks. Only I think you'll need it.
You want a bet?
Jig's got a passport.
Where you going, Jig? Where's the plane ticket for?
Hong Kong. By Hawaii.
He's not going to Hawaii.
Well, look what we got here!
Calling a police officer.
How's it been?
6 years, man.
Six.
It's not as long as it seems.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What you been doing since now?
Hanging in a little bit.
All these yours, man.
Always first class.
Same old Roper. Come here. Parsons.
Yeah, from New Zealand. This man's putting quite a collection together.
Know him?
Uh-uh, never saw him before.
What do you know about this Han cat?
Just rumors. I hear he likes to live big.
They don't live so big over there. Ghettos are the same all over the world. They stink.
Same old Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll lay you $50 on the big one.
$50
on the big one, all right?
I'll give you 5-1.
Would you bet 100? You're on. Come on, let's end this thing quickly. Ho! Atta, baby, come on, come on. We'll show these fellas. Yeah, that's it, come on. Just get him on his back, get him on his back. Come on. Come on, give up. Come on. Hey. Oh, for crying out loud. Would you believe that? Dumb shit.
Yet.
Don't waste yourself.
What's your style?
My style? You can call it the art of fighting without fighting.
The art of fighting without fighting? Show me some of it.
Later. All right. Don't you think we need more room?
Where else?
That island, on a beach. We can take this ball.
Okay.
are you doing? Hey, are you crazy? Pull me in.
Don't try to pull yourself up, or I'll let go the line.
What's the matter with you kids? Come on, pull. Russo, help me while I get there.
Look at that. A woman like that could teach you a lot about yourself.
Begins promptly at 8. I think you'll find our little island quite charming.
Say, I hope you haven't spent all that money you won from me yesterday.
I plan to win it back.
Oh? How?
You'll find out after you've lost it.
You seem to be very much at home here, Mr. Roper.
This guy Hans got a great sense of hospitality and a fantastic sense of style. Yeah, it's great.
Then why are you so apprehensive?
Apprehensive? No, I was just wondering whether it was okay to drink the water.
Mr. Roper, don't con me.
Want to bet?
No, I really don't think so. Thanks.
What's the matter? You on a diet?
I like to eat, if I could find something I could keep down.
Well, I can't wait to meet our host. I hear this is only one of his beat parties. You ever been to a martial arts tournament like this?
Never.
I have a funny feeling we're being fattened up for the kill. Better keep an eye out for the referee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, welcome. You honor our island. I look forward to a tournament of truly epic proportions. We are unique, gentlemen, in that we create ourselves. Through long years of rigorous training, sacrifice, denial, pain, we forge our bodies in the fire of our will. But tonight, let us celebrate. Gentlemen, you have our gratitude.
Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams.
For me? You shouldn't have. But I'll take you, darling. And you. And you. And you. Please understand, if I missed anyone, it's been a big day. I'm a little tired.
Of course, Mr. Williams. You must conserve your strength.
Come in.
A gift, Mr. Lee. If you don't see anything you like.
There was a girl at the feast tonight.
Which girl, sir?
The owner of this god.
Oh, yes. I know the one. I'll send it to you.
Another fine mess you got me into. Come in.
Hi.
Well, well, one more lovelier than the next. What'd you have in mind?
Pick one.
I already have.
Wise decision.
I want to talk to you, Mei Ling.
Where do you come from?
Braithwaite.
Let's be quiet.
Have you seen anything?
Nothing much. I'm kept in a palace, watched always. I know nothing of Han's activities away from the palace. But I can tell you this, people disappear.
Who?
The girls, every one of them. They're summoned to Han's at night, and the next day, they're gone. I know I don't have much time.
Oh!
You must attend the morning ritual in uniform.
Outside.
Miss Sterling, why are you in a wear uniform?
Gentlemen, let the tournament begin. Bolo. Ah!
No!
Good work. You made me some bread.
Mr. Lopa?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I got myself a real pigeon here. Keep the action going for me, will you?
What do you think, Roper?
Oh, no sweat. Give my friend 8-3 all the way. Finding out about myself. This is the real me. Definitely.
Do you like it here?
Oh, yeah. But a little lower.
No. I mean here on the island.
Yeah, I like it here. But a little lower.
A man like you belongs here.
Oh, to you, I'm just another pretty face.
Out in the moonlight, baby.
It is not allowed. You must stay.
Oh? Goodbye. human fly.
Gentlemen, it seems that one of you was not content last night with the hospitality of the palace and sought evasion elsewhere on the island. Who it was is not important at this time. What is important is that my guards performed their duties incompetently. And now they must prove themselves worthy to remain among us. Are you shocked, Mr. Williams?
Only at how sloppy your man works.
Mr. Lee? Are you ready?
O'Hara! O'Hara's treachery has disgraced us.
You want to talk about this thing? I'll be in my room.
Gotcha.
Williams. Williams. I want you to go to Hunt's study as soon as possible.
All right. Hey, Roper. I'll see you in half an hour.
Right.
Mr. Hunt?
You fought well yesterday. Your style is unorthodox.
But effective.
It is not the art, but the combat that you enjoy.
The winning.
We are all ready to win, just as we are born knowing only life. It is defeat that you must learn to prepare for.
I don't waste my time with it. When it comes, I won't even notice.
Oh, how so?
I'll be too busy looking good.
What were you looking for when you attacked my guards?
Wasn't me.
You were the only man outside the palace.
I was outside, but I wasn't the only one.
You will tell me who else.
Mr. Han, suddenly I'd like to leave your island.
It is not possible.
Bullshit, Mr. Handman. Man, you come right out of a comic book. Been practicing, huh?
Thank you. My friend Williams is expecting me in my room.
I wanted to talk to you. We will meet your friend Williams later.
Okay.
This is my museum. It is difficult to associate these horrors with the proud civilizations that created them. Sparta, Rome, the Knights of Europe, the samurai. They worship strength because it is strength that makes all other values possible. Nothing survives without it. Who knows what delicate wonders have died out of the world for want of the strength to survive?
What's this?
Oh. A souvenir. Up here.
A guillotine? No thanks. This is the only angle I care to see it from.
If you please, Mr. Roper.
You mean you want me to put my head on that thing?
An act of faith.
I'm a man of little faith, Mr. Hahn.
Very few people can be totally ruthless. It isn't easy. It takes more strength than you might believe.
Now you've got eight more.
Then there is a point. You will not go beyond.
Faked out again.
This way. Our power plant.
Oh, yeah. A lifetime of women, huh? A man's strength can be measured by his appetites. Indeed, a man's strength flows from his appetites.
Oh, no. They are my daughters.
Your daughters? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I misunderstood. Miss Hahn?
And also, they are my most personal guard.
I admire your judgment. Nobody's as loyal as Daddy's little girl.
Mr. Roper?
No, thanks. I'll get up myself. Nice meeting you. Opium.
Uh-oh. We are investing in corruption, Mr. Roper. The business of corruption is like any other.
Oh, yeah. Provide your customers with products they need and encourage that need a little bit to stimulate your market. And pretty soon your customers will come to depend on you. I mean, really need you. It's the law of economics.
Right. And here we are stimulating quite another need. You wonder why I am exposing so much of myself?
I forget what I see very easily. But then why are you?
I'm hoping you'll join us, represent us in the United States.
I'm beginning to understand this thing with the tournament. I mean the whole setup. It's a great way to recruit new talent, huh? And who are they?
The refuse found in waterfront bars.
Shanghai?
Just lost drunken men who no longer care where they find themselves each morning. You left some rather sizable debts in America.
Diners Club hasn't called in my card yet.
There were some questions which I was forced to ask. I got no answers.
And you want me to join this?
There are certain realities I want us to have a clear understanding.
No. There's no misunderstanding between us.
Thank you. With the guards was magnificent. Your skill is extraordinary. And I was going to ask you to join us.
My God, this came in half an hour ago. Why didn't I... Hello. Put your colonel on. Well, wake him up. I don't care if he's not alone. Damn it all, I don't care who he's with. You bloody well put him on the line.
Good morning, Mr. Roper. We have been waiting for you.
What's going on?
Would you be good enough to participate in this morning's edification?
Edification? What are you going to do to him?
Not me, Mr. Roper. You. Bolo.
Like you said, there's a point I won't go beyond.
I was right about you. We shall strive to be worthy of your sense of grandeur. I will find someone with whom you can fight. Bolo!
Destroy them! Kill! Hey!
Wong Gao, Tang Chung, Lao Biu, da! Why did that boy? Da, say good
offended my family, and you have offended the Shaolin Temple.
Ah! The enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and you will break the enemy.